UCR senior researcher Hoi-Yu Chung says while Californians are driving less to work, they are still using their cars for everything else, from grocery store trips to visiting parks. This is why she expects the long-term reduction of greenhouse gas emissions to be small, at just over 2%.
When you think about it, commuting to and from work really only makes up a small percentage of the vehicle miles traveled, which ultimately means a small slice of a state's greenhouse gas emission.
Only 30% of miles Californians drive are for commuting, and only a fraction of jobs can be done from home for the foreseeable future. So a long-term reduction of emissions from driving is just not going to happen. She hopes state leaders understand that air quality still faces the same challenges as before the pandemic. Car and truck emissions have been on an upward trend since the initial hard hit of the 2008 recession. Also, ridership of public transit is down due to health concerns, and in other countries further along in reopening, levels have not yet returned to normal. California's aggressive climate change and emissions goals are dependent on a shift to public transit. This means the state may soon be off track.
I hope that this pandemic sheds light on people's transportation and mobility patterns, and that policymakers and state leaders can learn from it to help them to position California to better meet its climate change goals and be the true climate leader that they want the state to be.
Among her policy recommendations are accelerating vehicle electrification and infrastructure changes to make walking and cycling possible. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.